We continue with our coverage with regards to Fees Must Fall 2016, and we catch up with some of the developments. We speak to Fasiha Hassan, who is a Secretary General from the SRC, also a student activist. Sister Fasiha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure that you've availed yourself to chat to us. Now, a very disturbing video of a student being arrested has been circulating. Can you tell us about this incident, and have the student in the video been released?
So yesterday we were at Wits University, and these two students were near the Origin Center, and the police were moving in onto campus after other students had had clashes with the private security. Those two students then said to the police, and I think very rightfully so, that their presence on campus really agitates the system. You know, people get scared, they think there's a reason to run, you know, people feel like they're actually not safe. Because the way things have been happening is that SAPS has actually been particularly brutal and has used a particular force, and I think the video is even further evidence of that police brutality that we've been subjected to. The student was not involved in that kind of action, and really what happened is they were caught in between. Since then, the students were released from police custody, and the charges have, to my knowledge, been dropped, and we've gotten lawyers involved. But it does speak to a lack of good faith on behalf of police. I mean, these students were very clearly just trying to engage. They were trying to speak to them. They were not in trouble or anything. Yet, unfortunately, they then found themselves being arrested. And you could see from the video the kind of force, unnecessary force that was used.
We've seen windows being smashed, property destroyed. Is the anger boiling over?
Okay. It is. And I think it's also because we've been largely peaceful, but private security has met us with violence and force every time. Yeah. Private security has met us with force multiple times when, in fact, we were peaceful. And so students feel the need now to protect themselves in elements of self-defense. And that's really what we saw. A lot of the footage that was taken, you didn't see what had happened 5 to 10 minutes ago, in which private security had shoved students down the stairs and had, in fact, and we saw this for ourselves, a student who was walking through was beaten severely by private security with a baton. And that's really when students said, absolutely not. We're not going to allow you to beat up our students. Clearly, you value the infrastructure more than you do human life. And that's what led to the clashes. But let's be very clear. As the Wits SRC, we don't condone any violence in any arson.
Yes, that is placed on record. Daily Vox has videos of Senate House packed with students. Is there a feeling of...
The line is breaking.
Daily Vox has videos of Senate House packed with students. Is there a feeling of unity among students for the cause?
Today is a much better day. We are, in fact, just concluded some form of a meeting with students. We've created task teams. What we're trying to do is find a constructive way to channel our energies. So there's a research task team, there's a mobilization one, a social media. Students are, in fact, still in the house. We've just taken a break. We're likely to head back soon. So it's a very different day, actually. And I think I'd say it's a better day where we're trying to change the narrative and change the discourse.
Is the Fees Must Fall campaign going to continue until the mission is accomplished?
Yes. Fees Must Fall never stopped. And until the realization of free and quality education, there will always be Fees Must Fall.
What about the students and their studies? Are the protests not negatively affecting that aspect?
Part of the protest and part of one of the task teams that we have is to actually run formal parts of our academic program. So we'll have tutors and that kind of thing. But let's remember that we never wanted to disrupt the academic project. We had raised these issues multiple times, not just with the university, but with the state, with Minister Nzimande, so that we could prevent protest action now. Unfortunately, they sat on the issue. Unfortunately, they didn't do anything about it. And now we find ourselves in a space where, again, the academic project has to be disturbed in order for us to be taken seriously. And in actual fact, there's no need. If those matters can be addressed, if we can come to the table, the academic project can continue. But we'll remember last year's concessions, one of which, we extended the academic program by a week, we ensured students got like deferred, extra tutorials, etc., and we will ensure the same thing for this year, such that no one who has been part of us on the picket lines will be negatively affected in terms of their academics.
As you said, the mission has to continue, and we'll continue covering it and chatting to the relative individuals. Fasiha, jazakumullah khair. We appreciate your time this afternoon, Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Fasiha Hassan from the SRC at WITS, speaking about Fees Must Fall 2016, giving us insight behind the conduct that we have seen by the students.